following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Josh Garvey and his team at Dorn Mayhew. They're one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. And Josh and his team are based in downtown Grand Rapids at the Dorn Mayhew West Michigan office. Thursdays on The Huge Show are presented by Dorn Mayhew.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer, excited about the 41 he shot in his golf league last night at Indian Trails, a great municipal course that has received over, what, $4 million in renovations, and Superfly's happy, shot a 41. Not paying attention to the show today, but we'll celebrate his 41 like he won a damn green jacket at Augusta last night. But I'm good with that, Superfly. I got a big show ahead. Mike Kimber, Chat Sports, Micro Mike, YouTube, look him up. He talks Lions, NFC North, NFL. He'll be by for an extended period of time. He'll join us. We'll talk about the latest. Brad Holmes saying that they have made golf a priority. Surprise, surprise. Get a deal done that we all have expected. I'm surprised it wasn't done draft week with the crowd, with everything. That would have been the right time. He's on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, he just signed a new four-year deal. I think it's money. I think he's looking at value. How many years? It's a negotiation. Stafford never got chance. No. Goff does. Who else has had chance ever as a Detroit athlete? Barry. That's one, right? Who else has had chance? I've had some chance, but can't really repeat what the chance were on air because we're a family show. Yeah, Barry, Goff, any other Lions have chance?
Just the Lions song that they do when they get a touchdown, forward down the field. That's
it.
It
is amazing when your team's playing better how much better that song is.
Yes.
Right? When that song's kicking on when they're down 45-3 and they get a junk touchdown. Now they move the guy who used to sing in the corner of the end zone. Now he's up in the stands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the little kids are singing along with them. And they're all singing it during the playoffs. I was there for a couple games, right? They're into it.
They're into it.
When you're winning, it's a great song.
When you're winning, everything tastes good.
It was like back in the day, Macarena, Milli Vanilli, great dance songs. But then they disappear. But the golf story... And again, Mike Kimber in studio with us. It's not a shock, not a surprise. I think the question is, because I'm looking at all these QB rankings and Pro Football Focus, and everybody has a list of the top QBs. And Goff, I haven't seen Goff in a top 10 anywhere. I've looked at about five or six of them. He's around 12 to 14. You know, they're throwing guys like C.J. Stroud, or even I saw one, like you said, with Caleb Williams in front of Goff right now. Oh, because he's in Chicago and they want everybody to click on it, okay?
Absolutely.
But there's this talk, and I know some Bears fans from my time in Chicago who are dropping me text and messages that they believe they're a better football team than the Lions right now. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Caleb Williams will be the biggest bust this side of Ryan Leaf in NFL history.
Look, some people believe that the bunny, the Easter bunny, is real. So, look, there's beliefs out there.
Don't ruin that for me, Michael.
Caleb Williams in some sort of universe, and their offense and their defense over there in Chicago is better than Detroit, but it's not in this universe. The Lions are a better football team, and it's crazy to have a rookie placed above Jared Goff, who's been to the NFC Championship last year, been to a Super Bowl, had top 10 stats in every single category, top 5 in nearly every single category, and yet he is thrown and disrespected out of the top 10. It just continues to be the same old narrative, regardless of what happens here in Detroit.
Yeah, so I'm looking at, this is the top 12 QBs after the NFL draft. I think it's Bleacher Report, okay? And this is after the draft, all right, which maybe was the one you saw. So Justin Herbert with Harbaugh now and the Chargers at 12. I can see that.
Yeah.
He needs to bounce back and get on the radar.
Strong arm, good quarterback.
Yeah, great. And Harbaugh now, you know, I'm going to be curious about his receivers, but he's 12. Stafford at 11, I can see that, with good receivers. Tua at 10 from Miami, I can live with that. Joe Burrow, who can't stay healthy, at 9, needs a haircut and wearing his hat backwards. He looks like a 15-year-old kid that is kicked out of school, but I'm okay with that. Now, they did drop Jared Goff at 8. That's one of the few, and that's where I start saying, okay, Goff is in my top 5, which I'll go through in a minute, but Goff is at number 8 in this. CJ Stroud at 7. How's he in front of Goff?
Yeah, it's a sophomore year. Yeah. Maybe they expect it, but I think Jared Goff absolutely should be ahead of him.
He's got more of these stats.
Purdy went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, beat him. I get that. Jalen Hurts in front of Goff?
This last season, Jalen Hurts was looking like his last name. It was hurtful to watch that on the field.
That's one that's what I wanted to point out. That was the one at 5. Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott is extremely overrated in my opinion.
I just was going to say that. Josh Allen, yep, legit, at 3. Lamar at 2, and Mahomes obviously is number 1. That list with the Bleacher Report I can live with. It seems fair.
That's a logical list.
I probably, though, would, like I said, I'm pushing Goff towards mine where I agree with the top 3, and you can probably shake it up in any order depending on what their team does each year, at least for right now, that it's Mahomes, it's Lamar, it's Josh Allen, and then at 4, Prescott. I still wouldn't put Dak in front of Goff right now.
No.
I put Purdy there, and I'd probably put Goff at 5, right?
How many Super Bowls have Dak Prescott been to? How many playoff games
has he
won?
How many more years are they talking about that they may not need him?
They may not even have him. They traded for Trey Lance last year.
Thank you.
And Dak Prescott's overrated. Look, a quarterback is not just about stats, folks. It's also about the intangibles and the tangibles, and can they win a playoff game? Are they, you know, making the best decisions at the most integral times of a game? Fourth down. Those are part of a quarterback, and that's what should be part of their bio and how you rate them. They don't do that because you're having a Dak Prescott who's highly rated, except for his own team don't even want him. His own owner is thinking about getting rid of him, and he hasn't done anything post regular season, in my opinion. So, yeah, I think it's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, CBS had Goff at 13. All right, so they have Tua, Aaron Rodgers. You don't know how he's going to play coming off the Achilles. Jordan Love at 10. They have Jordan Love in front of Goff.
That's just bias.
What?
That's clear bias right there. Jared Goff has the better statistical stats this past season, last two seasons, than Jordan Love. He's only played in one season.
Jordan Love had three quarters of a good season.
Yes.
Borderline great. They got Herbert at 9 in the CBS rankings of quarterbacks going into 2024. There's Dak Prescott at 8, Hurts at 7, and then pretty much, boy, they have Lamar Jackson behind CJ Stroud. Okay. All right, yo, Jesus. Joe Burrow at 4. When healthy, I'd have Burrow close to top 3.
But that's a part of an evaluation. He can't stay healthy. No. You can have great players on your team all you want or a great quarterback, but if they're on the sideline holding a clipboard, it does not help you out.
Yeah, CBS goes with Mahomes, Purdy, Allen, Burrow, C.J. Stroud. Okay. Well, let's see him win some playoff games. All right?
Facts.
You know, Goff, here's why. And the point I'm bringing up some of these quarterback rankings. And Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports YouTube, look him up. He talks Lions. Also connected to Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite joining us in studio. Story from today about Brad Holmes saying, you know, they're going to get a deal done with Goff, basically kind of paraphrasing that his value, and that's why I think it wasn't done on draft week, that what is the value, what is the length?
Correct.
You know, Lions and Holmes are so focused on the draft that they need to sit down with Sheila Hamp, with their front office, with their Campbell, and say, okay, how many years do we offer? Can't under offer, a low ball, whatever you want to call it, Goff. You look at the marketplace and you say, shorter the deal, the more you're going to get per year, right?
Correct.
The number is somewhere between 50 and 60 million per year.
Probably.
Right? So are you offering 4 years at 50 million, 55 million? Is it? Well, what's your window? Because, again, it's business. If you're Brad Holmes, you got Hooker sitting there. But with this deal, by the time Goff's done, if there's no injuries, Hooker will be through his rookie contract. So if you're the advisor, you're the salary capologist, Michael, to Brad Holmes, what would be your initial, and it could have already happened, your initial offer to Goff's agent for a new deal for Jared?
I would probably start around the number of $47 or $48 million to
that
start
seems
out
low
the
to me.
Season.
If I'm
that's
Goff's
where
agent,
I would start.
I'm Goff's agent. I'm speechless on that number that you're lowballing me.
That's where I'm going to start at. I'm going to start right there. And if it goes up, it's going to go up. You know, this is a negotiation. One party wants to have a significant amount of money and the other party wants to have a quarterback, but able to have a roster with it. A lot of problems right now in the NFL is quarterbacks. They get such a big salary that it's really difficult to put talent around that quarterback. So if I am advising Jared Goff or advising Brad Holmes in this, yes, you want to get your money, but you also want to be very smart to have money for other players because, yes, you're having a great season. The offensive line is great, but you start removing talent around you, the numbers is going to fall off a little bit, and that just goes for any quarterback in the National Football League.
So you think Holmes with the agent, or again, I don't think the money conversations are there between Holmes and Goff, that they'll be, look, we're going to offer that $47, $48 million, 4 years, 5 years. We need a little discount because we want to maintain the talent around Jared. My gut is Jared hears the chance. Jared felt that love on draft stage and inside Ford Field. He's still irritated with the way the media, some did treat him that first year he was here. I don't think he'll ever forget that, and maybe it drives him. In a roundabout way, it was a good thing. But, you know, will you take a hometown discount because you know you can help the Lions and there's rework deals and everything they can do to get around the salary cap?
That's what you got to at least try and find out, right? You got to give your shot to try to save a little bit of money and pitch it to him that we can give you the best talent around this team and we can do multiple Super Bowls like a Tom Brady did with his time with the New England Patriots. Or you can go the route of, like the Dallas Cowboys, where you're paying Dak Prescott a gigantic contract and it comes to bite you after a little bit. So, look, if I'm the agent, I want the most money. If I'm the Lions, I want to save some money, meet in the middle, get the deal done so we can have Jared Goff for the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, why hasn't it been done yet? I talked about that at the beginning of our conversation. You think it was draft preparation?
There's draft preparation. They're doing deals with the other players as well. And a quarterback contract is much more difficult than any other player on a team because of the face of your franchise. And you got to think about the cap going forward and all of that. It's harder negotiations. It's just that's the way that the National Football League works. So I do think a deal is going to get done. It's going to happen. Just it's a matter of when it's going to happen and how much he's going to get paid a year.
And how many years?
How many years, correct.
Yeah, so Because you're, again, you're a businessman if you're Brad Holmes.
Correct.
And yep. you're sitting down with your front office, with, you know, Ben Johnson, with Campbell. You're going, how many good years are we going to get out of Goff?
Correct. And you got to look at, too, past history, right? We had Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford, and Dominican Sue. We couldn't pay all three of the guys, and one had to leave. So let's not kind of repeat that same situation here. Let's be fiscally responsible as best as we can be, because you're going to have to pay your quarterback, who I do think is a top 10 quarterback, top five, I guess, if you want to put with stats. He's going to get paid, but just try to save every penny you can save.
I think you can look at this deal if you're Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and Sheila Hamp in the front office and say that you don't have to worry about his skills deteriorating Correct. At his age over this 4 or 5 year deal.
And you make a great sound point right there. And what's good about Jared Goff is his brain, his ability to read defenses and distribute
young.
The
People
football.
Forget that.
He's 29 years old, turning 30. But what he doesn't have is athleticism, where a lot of players, it'll go out on them, right? They have the ability to extend the play with the running the football. Jared Goff doesn't need that. He stands in the pocket, so that will give him more years, I think, in the National Football League with his ability to stay in the pocket, not take these hits.
And they paid Sewell, and they paid St. Brown. And again, these are big key weapons for the success machine to drive Jared Goff, and they'll take care of Decker, I assume, probably. Next year, right?
Yeah, correct. And then the cap's always going up. They'll have the money for
it. And there's reworks they can do when they get a window where Holmes and the capologist can get it done. I'm thinking 4 years, $200 million.
I'm with you right there. I'm thinking around 4 years, $200 million as well. I think that would be a good number. There's a year left on his deal, so it'd make him to about 34, 35. And that's the age where you generally kind of revisit this. Do you want to keep this quarterback, or do you want to find somebody younger at that age? But I think that would be the perfect deal. It's the window that it works well with the talent that we got. And I agree with you. I think a 4 year, $200 million is probably what it comes to be.
I think it's fair. Yep. And it's market value. It's a big number. You get the $200 million. It sounds big for Goff. They'll do a press conference, probably get it done, well, when they're here, OTAs maybe, right?
Yeah, before the season. Before the NFL season, well, going to get
between
done.
Between rookie camp, which we'll talk about, and we'll get to OTAs, and that they'll probably want this story, the signing, to be right before training camp to kind of, or maybe early July after 4th of July to kind of, hey, it's football's almost here and we sign Goff, right?
Yeah, then you got the big headline in the NFL, yeah. And then you got training camp coming up, so it does make sense. And look, in training camp, when it comes to Brad Holmes, they're still looking for talent all the time, every rock, so the less you got to worry about contract during that period of time, it would be good for them. So if you can get it done before training camp, then you can focus on every player. You know, if there's a player that gets released, you can sign this player, whatever you want to do, and you don't have to worry about your quarterback at that point.
Yeah, and they're going to work. Holmes doesn't stop. You know, the thing I really love, and Mike Kimber from Chat Sports Micro, Mike on YouTube, look him up. Also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite, joining us in studio, talking Lions. If you have a Lions comment or question, you can join us on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21,000. Yeah, so the minute they were eliminated, and they blew that second or that first half lead, they blew it in the second half. They have done nothing but go to work on making the Lions a better football team, organization. And I look at this week, even post-draft and the 775,000 people, and it felt like a football Mardi Gras. C.J. Moore comes off that yep. gambling suspension. There's depth at safety. And the column, am I saying it, Peco, is that right? Or is it Peco?
Peco, yes.
Peco, yeah. So a defensive lineman, we're again, solid rotation depth. They just keep going after their weaknesses. I love it.
Yeah, 100%. And then they picked up an undrafted free agent rookie in Isaiah Williams. He's 5'9". He's not the fastest wide receiver, but
he's
explosive
right?
out of Illinois. And his route tree is exceptional. And I think he actually has a legit shot to make the team, to be part of the Lions' wide receiver room. So even when the draft is over, even when we lose the NFC Championship, Brad Holmes' job is 365, and he's got to continue to change this roster and acquire talent. And we do have better talent all around this year than we did last year. And I think that's why this Lions season is super exciting is we went to an NFC championship game. We had a gigantic lead. We lose. We don't make it, but we know we could have got there, and now our talent is even better. So you would expect the Lions could take another big jump and potentially get to a Super Bowl.
I did throw out our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day, and you can answer it at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. The Lions roster today, when I posted that earlier this morning, where do you rank the Lions roster against the rest of the NFL?
This is a great topic, and I've been asking a lot of my subscribers about it. And when I look at this roster and compared to the rest of the National Football League, and I'm not being a homer here, I think it's probably the best roster in football right now. Better than the Chiefs. I think the Lions were better than the Chiefs last year. It just so happens they won the Super Bowl. All around, the Lions' wide receiver room is great. The offensive line, not starters, but depth as well, is really exceptional. Same with the running back room, all the way down to the depth. Then you go to the defensive line, and maybe that's more your question mark. Is there an edge rusher? The linebackers are sound, all the way from starters to backups. And the secondary, completely revamped, and I think the safety room is one of the best in football. So, yeah, I think this is one of the best rosters in the National Football League.
Yeah, I said top two, and again, who you put them with in the top two could be a great argument over a beer, but how much they've improved since they blew that second half lead. Again, new D-line coach, new secondary coach. You now have depth at cornerback like they've never had as a franchise.
Ever.
You added more depth at safety. You're looking at Arnold and Rakestraw as your future on opposite ends.
And then Carlton Davis, who's filling in this year,
probably a one-year guy now.
Probably
right?
A one-year guy, and who is actually pretty good. It's just more of an injury concern.
But that's going to be about money and salary cap that you use right. Davis for his one-year $14 million deal, whatever it was. And then you're going to have money coming on the books from what you did with St. Brown Sewell and what you'll do with golf and what you may need to do with other Lions players. So Holmes has a plan, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. From a distance right now, that the Lions, we're talking possibly top roster in the NFL based on what they've acquired in the free agency, upgrades in coaching on the defensive side of the ball, D-line secondary, Hooker will be healthy as a backup. You know, God forbid anything happened to Goff. That tells you his value.
Jameson Williams is now going to be having a full season here
and was
as that number two wide receiver who's coming on, correct.
Now you got J-Mo, you got St. Brown, you got Laporta.
The two biggest additions to this football team, DJ Reader and Kevin Zeitler, both on the offense and defensive lines.
Amen.
That is where you win the football games. I don't even know how it's possible to get better on the offensive line, but we did. I thought we had the best offensive line in football last year. We even have a better one this year. Our defense was number two, stopping the run. We get DJ Reader, who's the best run stuffer, so even at high numbers on our defensive line with stopping the run, they're like, you know, we need to get better here. So we're going to get DJ Reader, the best one in football. So
and the Pecco guy, I mean, has depth, rotation depth.
Rotation.
And depth, right?
Depth is so important. A lot of people look at the starters and they just assume that's a football team. But if you look at the NFL, injuries occur a lot. You have to have a sound depth to take you to the playoffs and to a Super Bowl. And the Lions got it.
And also having depth at D-line where you have that rotation.
Correct.
And you keep fresh bodies out there.
Fresh body. These guys are not worn out by the third, fourth quarter. They can still come in and produce at a high level and not be exhausted. That's very important.
And that talented linebacker core with a better defensive line in front of them. And again, I agree with you that one, the edge opposite side of Hutch, we'll see what Davenport can give them. And also what may happen on salary cap casualties, we'll see as we head towards training camp. But those linebackers and Branch coming up, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to blitz and create havoc.
Blitzes, a lot of blitz, and they do a lot of safety blitzes. Afutu Melifonwu, Brian Branch, they love it. But what's really good about the Lions secondary is these guys are turnover machines. Terrion Arnold last year, 5 interceptions. Kirby Joseph, interception machine. Brian Branch, who got the interception the first game of the year from Patrick Mahomes, pick 6, and he gets interceptions. You'll get the corners, Carlton Davis. It's just an amazing group of players that loves to get turnovers and give you that football back to the offense. Turnovers wins games, folks. That's one of the big stats that is real. So the Lions, and they got the players to get it done. They just got to get it done.
Mike Kimber joining us inside the Huge Show studios. He is from YouTube, Chat Sports, Micro Mike. Look him up there, Lions NFC North NFL Conversation. Also look up Lions Nation Unite, Herman Moore's crew. Mike's part of that, joining us, talking about the Lions offseason. We'll get to the rookie camp, which is happening this weekend, upcoming OTAs. We just touched on the golf deal, some of the signees from this week. Lions are going to work. They're building a dynasty. I will say a consistent team first. Before dynasty, you got to win two Super Bowls, in my mind. You got to get the two. You got to get two rings. Then you start talking dynasty.
Start talking dynasty like the Kansas City Chiefs or the old 49ers, the old Dallas Cowboys, the Detroit Lions. They got the talent to do it. And it's going to be going for a long time because we continue to draft correctly. And that's how you make a team consistently good, is your ability to find young talent. They got the young talent, and I don't see it changing anytime soon.
And they have the teams in front of them that are in the conversation about who's best in the NFC. They'll play most of those teams this year. We'll go through the schedule. The official release on the schedule is delayed until next Wednesday night, I think, on the NFL Network. We do have the Lions home and away schedule, and with the possible primetime games, and Rod Wood did mention something before the draft, he was thinking at least six times.
Wow.
In prime time. I assume national TV, not necessarily night games, but Thanksgiving would be one of those. We'll go through what the other five nationally televised games could be. If you have a Lions comment or question, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also drop your comments on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21000. That's HUGE to 21000.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
April showers brought May flowers and so much more to Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Winnings are in bloom every Friday in May. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., two lucky guests will have the chance to pick a flower from the bouquet of premium play. Your next win is only a petal away. You could win up to $2,000 in premium play. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, he was in studio at the break explaining to Mike Kimber from Chat Sports YouTube who Patton Oswalt was and referenced that he was the voice of the rat in Ratatouille. So just really good sports prep conversation. Getting us ready for another big segment on the Lions rookie camp, OTAs. Yeah. I should have thrown out a trivia question. Who's the guy that looks like a rat that was the voice of a rat in Ratatouille? Which I see a rat in my kitchen. It's not a two-hour Disney movie. It's Splat Rat. Oh, it's a nice rat. That's okay. He's going through the garbage. Oh, he speaks French. He does? That's nice. They can't talk. They make the sounds the same. I'm sitting here going, I have a lot to talk about with the Lions and the NFL with Kimber. And Superfly's excited about Patton Oswalt is going to be in a comedy concert in downtown Grand Rapids. And Kimber had no clue who he was. And he was really just doing courtesy conversation on, he was in Ratatouille. Oh, he's in King of Queens. Has he done anything in the last 20 years? Oh, my God, that guy annoys me. I might pay people to not go to that show. Superfly, we got Mike in here to talk football. You got your Lions NFL draft hat on, right? We're excited. We're going through the roster. We got rookie camp is this weekend, which it will be interesting to get at least the photos and the conversation out of Allen Park. Michael, in regards to another, what looks like another fantastic rookie class, I know I'll have to wait and see till the season's over and who contributes, but Brad Holmes and that magic from the front office again, and they're going to be together, and you'll get the Rakestraw Arnold visual of the future at corner, and so much to look at this weekend.
Absolutely. Super excited to see the rookies come out there and wear the uniform, don the uniform, and you know start to begin the process of helping this team out, unlike Ratatouille. It's very important to find some of these players, like the undrafted ones that we talk about. Can they come up here and participate and help out the Lions' depth chart out and some wide receivers, and obviously Rakestraw, whom we drafted, and it's
and undrafted,
really
and the undrafted correct. Free agents will be a part of this rookie camp. That's really the big story. The guys who are high draft picks, they're going to be fine.
They'll be fine. And generally speaking, we always have an undrafted rookie on the team that makes the 53-man roster. Jerry Jacobs, who is not here anymore, but he was one of the notable ones that we had in Brad Holmes' regime. And we can find out to see, can Isaiah Williams be that wide receiver for the Lions and be a diamond in the rough and getting a player for basically nothing as an undrafted rookie? These things are really important, and see how the depth plays out with all these young players.
Well, Holmes said it before the draft that playing time and spots on this roster, and this was before the draft, it will be tough.
Yes.
And he reemphasized that, you know, in his daily recaps, that making this Lions roster, you're to the point now where they're a Super Bowl contender, that they're one of the top teams in the NFL. We are saying things and seeing things we have never heard or experienced in our lifetimes as Lions fans. And good luck. And if you're an undrafted free agent, Isaiah Williams, the receiver who gets that, they now have that preferred undrafted free agent that David Gregory, NFL PA sports agent, Bull Rush Sports, told me that what happens is that there are the undrafted free agents, and then the preferred ones get some guaranteed money and even a healthy bonus, which is a sign that that team is thinking. that they're going to make their roster.
Correct. And every time we do this, the player generally does make the roster, and they gave a big bonus to Isaiah Williams, and that's one of the players that we're going to be monitoring in minicamp and training camp to see if he can, you know, make the roster, be top five or top six for this football team. And then you got to think about the practice squad as well. So a lot of these players, generally speaking, undrafted, will probably be the practice squad, and that's another piece of the depth for the Lions, because we bring players up from the practice squad quite a bit. So every little player counts when you're trying to make a Super Bowl. Every single decision made by Brad Holmes has got to be right to make this thing go in the right direction. It has been the last 3 years, and this team has shown so much progress with this roster, and it's beautiful to see.
Giovanni Manu, the Canadian player, 6'8", 354, runs a 5.40.
Yes, and he looks like the Hulk as well. And interestingly enough, he told he potentially could be practicing at guard, and he is a tackle when he was in college over there in Canada. So could he be a universal player that plays both guard and tackle? Very possible. Then you got Christian Mahogany, who you got in the sixth round, who is a biggest steal that I've seen in a long time. He should have been a late second, early third round pick, who will be the future guard on whether it be right or left for the Detroit Lions. So some of these players, you know, they're going to get their time in. It's good.
Mekhi Wingo, a little bit undersized, but very quick, played at LSU, wore that number 18, which is a badge of honor if you play down in Baton Rouge. He's a guy, again, when we talk about potential D-line depth for the Lions.
Yep, and he can play both interior and he can play on the outside. And it's going to be interesting to watch him and Broderick Martin, the defensive tackle who we got last year. Is those two players going to push out a player like Levi Onwuzurike, who's been on this team for the past couple of years? So, yeah, I like what Wingo can bring to the table, and we'll see how much playing time he gets this year. But since he can play both positions, I think he'll get some playing time, and it's a good piece.
Well, and he's under, when I say undersized, 6'2", 295, but really quick. And
really
you're,
quick.
And you're right. You start to think, does he get potentially there with Davenport a little? Could this guy maneuver on the edge, right?
Correct. Exactly. They do a lot of exotic formations with Aaron Glenn's defensive line. So we're going to see all sorts of fun stuff. And as long as you get more universal players that can play multiple positions, that is good for Aaron Glenn. It's good to disguise a little bit of what you're going to do when you have players that can play multiple positions. That's what occurs.
Mike Kimber, Chad Sports, YouTube, look him up, follow the Lions, NFC North, NFL trending headlines, that's on YouTube, also on YouTube and also Facebook, Twitter, online, Lions Nation Unite, Herman Moore's operation, Mike Kimber is a part of it. If you have a Lions comment or question, you can join us at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21000 to drop your Lions comment. Here in about 20 minutes, we'll play the guessing game. Rod Wood said 6 nationally televised standalone games. Thanksgiving would be 1. We have the home and away. We won't get the official schedule until next Wednesday night. So what 5 teams? I think it's pretty easy when you look at the schedule, but we'll do that. Guessing game coming up in about 20 minutes. Let the audience also jump in on it. We did ask our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. Lions roster. I say it's top 2 in the league. Where do you put their roster? Where it stands right now going in the rookie camp? We'll get OTAs coming up post-draft. You can join us by answering that at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Make sure you listen weekly to our Moving Ferris Forward interviews with Ferris President Bill Pink and other leaders who are moving Ferris forward. Find out more about Big Rapids and Ferris and what they have to offer at ferris.edu.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Thursday broadcast with Superfly Hayes as our executive producer. He's raving about his 41 and his league at Indian Trails in Grand Rapids, a great municipal course. Dude, you were right. I was going to stripe it after a tough round in North Kent. I'm telling you why he's playing better, and outside of yesterday, I've been playing better. Had a great weekend at Tullymore. Our new 616 flat sticks, huge putters. Some of our clients were given those as a gift. We're going to have more on the way for those who support the show. Also, some listener giveaways. Huge Show logo on it. You can measure where you need to set the ball with the Huge logo there as well. Top shelf putters, valued at over $400, custom putters. And they're good. So if you're interested, whether it's a business, your family, your friends, you're a school, you want the perfect gift at your golf outing, you want to take care of those who have worked hard for you in business, go to 616flatsticks.com. Online, mention Huge, get 10% off of everything on the site. And also have some cool gear we wore yesterday. It is pretty cool. The 616 flat sticks. .com. Did I say that right? 616flatsticks.com. And trust me, it's worth the investment. Good putter can change your golf game. One putt counts as much as a 230-yard drive. Yeah, no one's ever said that before. Connected to the game of golf, and thanks to our friends from 616flatsticks.com, and mention Huge and get 10% off of site-wide. And pretty cool. You could take your own logo. I mean, Mike, I don't know if you golf a lot, but you could, you know, put, you know, Micro Mike, Chad Sports, Herman Moore could put Lions Nation Unite. I've already had a ton of business owners and decision makers saying, hey, I'm going to take advantage of it. Go to 616flatsticks.com and tell them Huge sent you. You get 10% off site-wide. They're cool. And you know, and we have personalized ones where you can put an autograph, you can put your kids' names, employee names. Superfly has his autograph on it, and also I have mine. 616flatsticks.com.
Big, bad, huge.